This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. We're joined right now by Cavs beat reporter for FoxSportsOhio.com and our good buddy Sam Amico, who made the trip down to Cincinnati to watch the Cavaliers and the Pacers play last night. And Sam, after the game, after watching them on the road, LeBron was in the lineup, Kyrie was not, Andy was not. What was your takeaway from last night's game against the Indiana Pacers?
Well, I think more than anything, it's that the ball is continuing to move. And you know, that's a real credit to David Blatt when you have scorers in there like Deion Waiters, Kevin Love, obviously, LeBron James. The fact that these guys are running this offense and moving the ball very well, not dribbling very much, again, that continues to be impressive. And last night I thought Indiana was probably their best matchup so far in the preseason. Pacers played a very physical brand, and the Cavs were still kind of able to overcome that in the first half when the regulars were playing.
LeBron last night, 26 points in only 24 minutes, 9 of 12 shooting from the field, efficiency at its finest. And after the game, he was asked how he was feeling, and he said, well, I feel like I'm rounding second base. How scary is that if he puts up numbers like that, the efficiency like that last night, and he's only rounding second base?
You know, it's funny, Kenny. That's exactly what I wrote about in my column. It looked like he barely broke a sweat. And, you know, people were talking a lot about how his first two preseason games, he was 6 of 19 shooting, 31%. I heard some media members making a little bit of a deal about it. You know, when's he going to get his shot? And here last night he makes 9 of 12. And you're right. He's rounding second. We're just getting a taste of how good the guy can be. And we saw a hint of that last night. It was kind of a subtle reminder of his greatness that you know what, I can still do this and still take over these games. And still, you know, I noticed at the beginning of the game, we were sitting, I was sitting right underneath a Pacers basket in the first half, and Solomon Hill scored on LeBron. And after that, it was very early in the game. After that, LeBron was just like, you know what, I'm tired of coasting. I'm going to take over a little bit. And he just took over the game and you know, scored at will after that. It almost set a little flame in him. But, yeah, I mean, we have not seen the best of LeBron James yet, that's for sure.
And last night we saw from LeBron an offensive arsenal that we got a taste of from Kevin Love the other night when LeBron went with either the skyhook or the junior baby skyhook that Magic threw up against the Celtics that year. They beat Boston in the championship. If LeBron's adding a hook shot to his game along with everything else, forget about it, right? As far as trying to stop him, there is no way to stop him. You just better hope and pray that he misses.
Right, and that's you know, evidence that he's willing and able. Stuff that he's going to have to do as he gets older is go down on the low block on offense. But, yeah, developing a hook shot, like you said, when Magic did that, it really changed his game a little bit, and it makes you a better passer too, because then if you go down on low block, obviously you get double-teamed if you're LeBron James, who's an excellent passer. And you can pass out of it. But it'd be interesting to see if he uses that hook shot more this season. I think it's a great weapon for him.
Brendan Haywood got the start last night, I think for a couple of reasons. One, Andy banged knees the other night, so they wanted to give him a night off, the maintenance thing we're hearing about a lot with some of these veteran players. And two, I think David Blatt wanted to see where Brendan Haywood was or is at this point in the preseason, and who better to test him against than a big center that he matches up well with, I guess, in Roy Hibbert. So what did you think of the way Haywood played Hibbert last night, and could we see this as a possibility throughout the year when the Cavs go up against John Lucas's favorites, the Peaks, that maybe David Blatt decides, okay, on this night, since Marc Gasol's in there, I'm going to throw Brendan Haywood in to start here against the Roy Hibbert. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think they could truly, the Cavaliers, if you remember, first of all, Kenny, back to Michael Jordan's playing days, the Bulls kind of used a three-headed monster at center and you know, would rotate guys in and out with Luke Longley and some of those other guys, Bill Cartwright. and Will Perdue. Those guys, you know, they all kind of rotated in and out depending on matchup. So that's something that could happen here with Brendan Haywood, absolutely. I thought, you know, he's still rusty. He missed an entire season, but he did okay. You know, he had some moments. He didn't look awful. And I thought as the game went along and he kind of shook the rust off, he looked a lot better. He had a really nice block shot in the second quarter right at the basket. And I thought that's, you know, he says he's going to be the Cavs rim protector, and he showed evidence of that on that particular play. So, I think that they will probably use that, as you mentioned, when they're playing the bigger guys like the Hibberts and stuff, they may start Brendan Haywood, particularly in the season as he gets that rust off. But, you know, they don't really need a lot of offensive production from center. Anderson Varejão, obviously, is probably the best ball handler and passer of the group. Tristan Thompson, most athletic under the basket. And then Brendan Haywood, obviously, the biggest body. So they have a lot of different options they can use.
Just to compare the numbers, Haywood, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks in 19 minutes. As Coach Luke likes to refer to him, Roy Hibberts, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 0 blocks in 23 minutes. So Haywood will get it. I know I'm going to screw that up throughout the season, but Haywood kind of won the battle there, I think, with the stats when you're looking at the most important thing, defense. And that's something that the Cavaliers need more of from everybody. And speaking of defense, I don't know if you remember the segment last night, Sam, but it was Delly playing defense from one wing to the other and just busting his butt, fighting through screens. And I tweeted out last night when it happened that David Blatt should take that video clip of how Delly played defense in denying the ball and show that to every player on the Cavaliers roster as to this is how you should play defense in the NBA. Do you think Delly's Bulldog mentality can rub off on some of these other guards, and especially if David Blatt does indeed maybe show that and try and get Deion and Kyrie and the other guards to buy into it?
Well, sure. You know, I mean, that kind of stuff is contagious. We've seen it with Anderson Varejão, and it gets you fired up as a player. You know, I mean, that's kind of, if you see your teammate doing that, it could get you fired up. You know, if the teammate's doing it to you in practice, it can tick you off. But when you're watching in the game, see him in the game, then yeah, it can really help you out. So, you know, I think defensively, like you said, Kenny, they need to get better. The guards particularly need to get better. But Dellavedova is obviously a shining example of how they can approach that.
All right, Kevin Love only played 17 minutes last night. Had a huge game the night before with 25, was draining triples and hook shots and post moves and all that. But they beat him up a little bit, and it was kind of like an indoctrination to the Eastern Conference and Pacers style of basketball, I think, for Kevin last night, as he found out in the paint against the Pacers, it's going to be a little rough, and he left, I guess, with a sore neck. What can you tell me about his situation?
It will eventually, I think, be okay. It's something that, you know, a preseason banged up injury, and you're going to have to monitor that. I'd be surprised if he plays Friday night. If it was a regular season game, it sounds like he would play, you know, but they're resting guys. Obviously, Anderson Varejão didn't play last night. LeBron didn't play the night before. Kyrie Irving, I'm told, if this was a regular season, would be playing right now. I think, Kenny, he's fine, but you're right. Okay. They got physical with him. They got physical with everybody. They got physical with LeBron, you know, everybody, Deion Waiters, everybody. So, and the Pacers, that's their style. They're a very physical team, and, you know, that's just the way they roll. But I thought Love did some nice things. You know, he threw a couple – he had an off day, you know, and it was the first night of the back-to-back in the preseason with your new team. He threw some poor outlet passes, which is very rare for him. And he just struggled a little bit when he was in there, and on top of it, you know, ended up getting a stiff neck and not even coming out of the locker room in the second half. So I think, you know, hey, it's the NBA. Everybody's going to have an off night. LeBron had a couple off nights the first two games, so no one's immune to that. And I'm sure Kevin Love will be fine and fit in just fine in the long run.
Deion, speaking of off nights, 4 of 14 last night, 8 points. At 23 the other night was outstanding. I tweeted out early on, at times too much one-on-one last night from Deion, and then he was drifting on his shots. So, I mean, really can't complain too much about what we've seen from Deion in practice and the preseason so far, because he's really looked pretty good. But I think maybe we still may get, like, every fourth game or every fifth game, maybe we get one of these off nights or these old Deion nights as he's still trying to break some bad habits. You agree?
I would agree. Yeah, I think, Kenny, that, you know, David Blatt addressed this the other night after the Bucks game, and he said, you know what, a guy who's a scorer with a scorer's mentality, sometimes it takes a little bit to break him of that individual, you know, that individual mentality. I'm going to get my points. And he said more than that, it can be, you know, Deion thinking, I can score on anyone, anywhere, anytime, so I'm just going to do this myself right now. And you know what David Blatt said? He said, it's my job to break him of that. And he said, and we will do that in time. But right now, he's a young guy, and, you know, we have a lot going on as far as instituting our offense. And he said, yeah, does he take some bad shots? Yes. And he said, so we're going to work on that and kind of get that out of his system a little bit. But he said, in the meantime, it's nice that the fact that the guy feels confident enough that he can score one-on-one. But the Cavs realize it. You know, David Blatt realizes it. LeBron James realizes it. And I saw LeBron, I think it was the Miami game in Brazil, kind of, you know, look at him and even say, you know what, we don't need that shot right now. So one thing David Blatt is always saying to the players, and I'm sure Deion's in here, is, you know what, why did you take that shot? Explain to me why you took that shot, as opposed to making one more pass. Even if it was on the perimeter, if you make that extra pass, it makes everybody feel good about themselves. So explain to me why that shot was better than one more pass. And usually the players can't do it. So
what a great coaching concept. Seriously, Sam.
It really
yelling
is.
At him for taking right. a bad shot, just simply ask him, okay, tell me why you took that shot. And if they can't answer it, then they've answered the question that it wasn't a good shot. I mean, that's genius right there.
Yeah, but he's that kind of coach, and that's why they gave him the job, you know. So I just think that eventually, you're right, Kenny. We've seen Deion. You know, he had three great games, and the Pacers kind of they even though they don't have their stars, they're still going to be a very disciplined, physical team. Defensively, they play with a real edge, and that could take guys out of their game, and they managed to do that a little bit to Deion. But I mean, let's face it, dude, as you said, he's been great this preseason, and I suspect even good things from him as the year goes on.
All right, Sam, last thing before I let you go, any new news on the Ray Allen situation? I get people asking me, hey, Roadman, you said Ray Allen's going to be a Cavalier, he's not on the roster yet. Any new news that I can pass along to those people that are bugging the heck out of me?
You know, it's funny that people are all fired up about a guy who's probably going to get you two baskets a game, but knowing Ray Allen, there'll be two big baskets. But you know, Kenny, no, I mean, Ray Allen's been up front for the most part about all of this and said I'm gonna decide, you know, at some point before the regular season. I think in August he said I'll probably decide in September. But and I honestly, Kenny, I think he has reached a decision. I really do. I think he knows what he's going to do. I don't think he's gone this far into training camp and thought, yeah, I'm not sure. I think he knows what he's going to do. Do I know what that is? No. My gut tells me he will join the Cavs. My gut's also told me to go to Taco Bell at 3 a.m., so it's not always right. But I will tell you this. I think I'm with you. I think at some point he will join this team. LeBron James and Mike Miller and James Jones and his old buddies will successfully recruit him to join this lineup at some point. But it may not be, you know, he could wait till December or January, and he's in no hurry. I can tell you one thing. At his age, you can't blame the guy for all he's accomplished for not wanting to go to training camp and run gassers, you know. So I think that at some point he will, I'm with you, he will join this team, but there's no guarantee of that.
Sam, we always appreciate the time. We'll see you, hopefully, if I can make it down Friday to the Q as they take on the Dallas Mavericks in their next home game. They're 4-0 going for 5-0, and then Monday they're in Columbus against the Chicago Bulls. So a couple of good tests coming up the next two games for the Cavaliers, and maybe we'll talk to you after the Bulls game for another podcast. All right?
All right, Kenny. Thanks for having me. Always good to be here.
Check them out at foxsportsohio.com. Cavaliers beat reporter Sam Amico joining us today on the Rotary Report. It was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.